Many working people on Hawaii Island depend on bus service for their livelihood. There are more jobs on the Kona than on the Hilo side, and there's a lengthy cross-island commute. The Heliene service has been struggling, though. Ridership is down, and buses are in need of repair. The county council has commissioned a study of the service with community meetings scheduled into the coming year to gather input on a proposed master plan. We spoke with County Mass Transit Administrator Tiffany Kai about the current state of Heliene.
We're facing some challenges. As you know, Mass Transit Agency operates a municipal bus system for Hawaii Island.
Right.
In addition to that, we have the shared ride and paratransit program. Operating a transit system for Hawaii County has been a challenge. The Big Island is 4,028 square miles.
Yeah.
Or the size of Connecticut, the state of Connecticut. So if you can imagine the land mass we need to cover. So basically, we service all the major highways except for the Daniel K. Inouye Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Our longest route is the Hilo to South Kona route, which is approximately 100 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every year we average about 2.9 million vehicle revenue miles.
How long does it take to get from Hilo to South Kona on a bus?
About 3.5 hours.
Because you've got to make stops along the way, yeah?
Right, we do.
So that's obviously the biggest challenge, the sheer size. They don't call it the Big Island for nothing, right?
Correct. And besides the land area on the island, it's how the communities are dispersed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation is highly demanded in the rural areas of Puna and Kau. And Puna, mind you, is the fastest growing community on the Big Island.
Right.
So one of the factors we came across, you know, as we service the rural areas are the roadway capacities causes restraint. So meaning roads are not up to standards or there's a lot of private roads in the rural areas.
Yeah.
So what we try to do to mitigate that is we work closely with the community associations, other departments, as well as the State Department of Transportation.
But you're going to run into issue where you just flat out need better roads. You're going to run into a whole issue of who's going to pay for it, right?
Exactly, the maintenance of the roads as well.
How do you, and then you've also got the maintenance of the buses themselves. How's that doing?
That's been, you know, we've had our challenges in the past 6 months, but we're in a better place now. We're in the process of completing our mass transit base yard and maintenance facility, which, you know, has been in the making for the past 2 to 3 years. So that will benefit our operations tremendously. It's just going to be an overall better working environment for our mechanics. Right now, our existing maintenance facility is really old. We basically have only 2 stalls to work out of compared to the new facility where we'll have 8.
So you'll be able to get the buses in need of repair back online a lot more quickly, it sounds like.
Right. I believe we'll be much more efficient with the space that we're going to be having.
Do you have the personnel to keep maintenance, you know, to ramp up your maintenance schedule?
Right now we have 5 mechanics, and we only have 1 maintenance facility in Hilo, which covers the Big Island. So that's another challenge that we're seeing. If we could get another maintenance facility probably in West Hawaii, that will also help us. That way it will cut down the amount of travel time or response time we have when we need to respond to a breakdown.
Well, meanwhile, Tiffany, ridership has dropped, it looks as pretty dramatically. How do you get those riders back? I mean, I assume you need that kind of ridership to keep the system running strong, yeah?
Correct. So, you know, once the transit master plan comes into place, we'll find, and we move forward with that, I'm sure that our ridership will be beefed up. You know, along with that, SSFM has been a big help in identifying our challenges and problem areas as well as, you know, where we are today and where we need to go. So the transit master plan will be a huge, huge, it'll make a huge impact for mass transit, as well as helping us to build that ridership. And our ridership was at an all-time high, I would say about 1.2 million. And at that time, that attributed to the free bus fares.
Are you optimistic?
I am.
Tiffany Kai is the acting administrator for the County of Hawaii Mass Transit Agency. The Transit Master Plan for Hawaii Island, commissioned by the county, is being created with community input by the consulting firm SSFM International. Cheryl Soon is the project manager, and we spoke with her the other day.
The master plan is in preparation. It's not been finalized.
Right, yeah.
What we've been working on for the past year is speaking to the drivers, talking to the passengers, and talking to people who used to be passengers, who have stopped riding, and people who have thoughts about the transit system. We've done that in the form of onboard surveys. We've done electronic surveys, and in the past month of October, we held 5 public meetings around the island to gather input. When we met with them, we gave them proposals based on our initial reconnaissance of the system, proposals as to what were the important issues and how to address them. And we got feedback on them, both what additional issues were there and their reactions to the proposals that we had made. We are now in the process of redrafting those recommendations into what will become the draft master plan and putting prices to them, coming up with both a capital plan for buses as well as a full financial plan that addresses capital and operating expenses. We anticipate that draft will be available before the end of the year, and it will then be, there will be another round of public meetings. It will be posted electronically for further input and then for making into a final master plan.
Well, Cheryl, what are people telling you? What are the most,
again and again? I mean, I'm going to start with the positive because it's a very important place to start from. And that is that the people almost universally, I can't think of exceptions really, feel that the mass transit system on this island is vital to themselves personally and vital to the economy of the island. They are very, very supportive of having a mass transit system on the island. Secondly, they are telling us that they're aware of the problems and they're giving us some specifics, and they're saying, keep working at it. Keep making it. We know you're working hard. Keep working on it. Keep making it better. The third thing that comes through is that, again, particularly from the current users, but from others as well who are potential users, is can you start earlier in the morning and can you go later at night?
Mm-hmm.
As well as could you do weekend, we do Saturday service, but can you do Sunday and holiday service? So we are looking, a lot of people are asking for expansion in time so that if the last bus is at 7 o'clock, they're saying that's not late enough for them in order to get back to where they're trying to get to.
Sure.
So they can't take it in the morning because they can't get back in the evening for the times that they need. The things that we're getting at the meetings have very much to do with people's commute schedule.
Yeah.
And many people here are on shift systems, particularly if they work at the hotel. So if your shift starts at 7 in the morning and you live in Pahoa, you've got to be taking a bus at 4 in the morning in order to make that. And in the afternoon back, you know, we're getting subtleties as, you know, can the 4:15 leave at 4:30 instead, because sometimes my boss doesn't let me out right on time and I'm stuck if I can't, you know, take that afternoon bus. So it's subtleties having a lot to do with people's work schedules. In addition, and particularly at the Kona meeting, we had a lot of human resources directors come to that particular meeting, and they are telling us that they have a lot of jobs in the Kona area, and there aren't that many people in the Kona area to fill them, and they need to recruit, and there are a lot of people in the East Hawaii area mm-hmm. who need jobs, and yet there are fewer jobs than there are over in West Hawaii. So can you find more times during the day to be bringing people back and forth, not only for interviews and for job recruitment, but then once they get the job.
Once they get the job, if you're in Hilo, where you need a job, and you're in Kona, where they have a job, you're looking at 2 hours at least each way on a bus, right?
Well, that's why we are now looking seriously, since the Daniel K. Inouye Highway was not serviceable for most of the past few years, but has recently opened the last section, that now becomes a viable option for bringing people over to their jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at, you know, how many times a day to do that, what's the specific routing, you know, can it leave from the center, Mohio Center in downtown Hilo? Can we collect people elsewhere, bring them to that one place, and then give them an express route? None of our routes are express. All of our routes make multiple stops. And so the recommendations we've made about the routing is let's get some express routes, let's get some strong trunk routes, and then let's have circulators that do the gathering of people, deposit them at a hub location where they can transfer onto the buses that are taking the longer trips.
Well, Cheryl, you're still talking about getting from one end of the big island to another, even with an express route. How long would it take, Hilo to Kona?
Hilo to Kona is going to take about 1 hour and 25, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Already the people in Puna who are going to the South Kahala resorts, they're on the bus for over 2 hours. People here need to connect to their jobs, and that, you know, the location of housing, the location of jobs is just dramatically offset from one another. And while I'm sure government has its own policies for building affordable housing, in the meantime, the mass transit system is what makes making a living possible.
Sure.
For many people.
Cheryl Soon is a professional planner with SSFM International and the project manager of the Transit Master Plan for Hawaii Island, a work in progress. You can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.